Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Vicki L. Steadley, 70, of rural Muscadet, died suddenly Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, April 7th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home next Monday, April 6th, from 4 to 7, and again Tuesday, April 7th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Vicki Steadley include her husband, Gerald, four daughters, Angie and Mike Lickle of Barneveld, Nikki and Brian Bailey, Dana and Jeremy Wilson, and Kyla and Kyle Montgomery, all of Richland Center. Eight grandchildren, her mother, Linda Keller of Muscadet, a brother, Steve and Janet Keller of Arena, two sisters, Shelley and Dwight Mayer of Slinger, and Stacy and Jerry Kleist of Richland Center. Special friends and relatives, Kathy and Ed Ehorn of Richland Center, and other relatives and friends. Vicki L. Steadley, 70, of rural Muscadet. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90, of Twin Bluffs, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 10th at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday, April 10th from 4 until the time of service at 6. Dates for burial and an informal celebration of life are pending. Chip Pardoon is survived by four children, Chuck and Janine Pardoon, Deb Pardoon and Gordy Young, Diane and Bill Rigo, and Chris and Deb Pardoon. Nine grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90, of Twin Bluffs. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kennedy Klingeman and Kenneth Holden had a son, Camden Gerald Arthur.